How does millions of felons succeed? Charles Kareem Diggs. I'm at Phoenix Penitentiary in Pennsylvania. The question and the need has yet to be defined and implemented. Millions of women, men, children are in prison in America. Additionally, millions are on probation and parole. The puzzle that continues to evade the social scientists is how can we make felons succeed? First, felons have to recognize the excuses being used no longer can be used. Excuses cause others to become defensive and indifferent to our causes. The result of felons repeating crimes, returning to old bad behavior, inspires lawmakers and district attorneys to make careers based on bad decisions. Massive prison building and mandatory sentencing is costing the nation billions of dollars yearly. In the budget every state, prisoners is considered a necessity. It must be financed for the purpose of public safety. Secondly, once we stop making excuses, we can begin to organize the ideas and goals that will free us from the bondage of prison poverty. The method to achieve this is a change of mind. A collective effort needs to be made to put prisoners out of business, at least for the communities who are severely suffering injustices and oppression. Oppression is not making excuses for criminal conduct, but oppression is a group of systems in place to maintain a community of people who have no power or wealth. It is these communities that must watch their young men and women being gunned down by other young men and police. This form of extermination is playing its way across every city and town in America. Is this some type of accident? No. It is part of the natural reactions to human beings not having their basic needs met. Thirdly, the persons who will solve the conduct that brings men and women in prison can be cured by only the felons themselves. Nobody in government wants to lose their jobs because citizens are not committing crimes. There is no solution to the crime disease within the nation's systems. The system operates to control felons. The healing is within us as a collective body of people who have been removed from the society. We have lost our political, economical, and social rights in America. We could never hold political office or other meaningful positions in society. We are outcasts. If felons voted, we could determine any election in the nation. But even with the right to vote, we don't. We don't demand anything from the ruling political party. We are afraid to speak with President Trump about giving some ideas and reducing prison population for the elderly, the sick, and those who have been in prison over 20 years. We are afraid to rise up out of our prison mental illnesses and take our place in the society. The solution lies with us. When will a man or woman be produced to galvanize this unused human potential? Soon, I hope, the silence of our souls and heart comes alive. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.